New York's 46th State Senate District candidates presented their campaign issues and agendas last night at the Gilderland Public Library during a Meet the Candidates event. Incumbent Republican George Amador and Democratic challenger Sarah Nicoli answered questions read by a moderator from index cards handed out to audience members as they entered the auditorium. Questions flagged as provocative, personal, or repetitive were filtered out. Amador took the first question on ethics reform, pledging to work hard to impose term limits on elected officials. Nicoli followed, joining Amador in supporting pension forfeiture, then going on the offensive.
Our problem is legislators who are sitting there and not serving the people. This happens in two ways. One, legislators who put their other job first, in the case of George Amador. George Amador's first job is his real estate development firm. And it's no wonder that millions and millions of dollars from the real estate industry have been invested into his campaign. So what we have here is real estate developers giving to real estate developers to make real estate development policy on behalf of New Yorkers. Now what we really need is an elected leader who is going to put community first.
Candidates were on the same page when queried about the SAFE Act. Amador cited a report released earlier in the day by Attorney General Eric Schneiderman that 74% of guns used in crime statewide originated in other states and called for its repeal.
It has not stopped the flow of illegal guns. It has not stopped the flow of narcotics coming in. It has not stopped anything but make law-abiding citizens now lawbreakers, and infringes on our Constitution, our constitutional right, and our amendment, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms for its citizens.
I am absolutely a supporter of the Second Amendment, and I believe it's really important that responsible gun owners are able to access firearms and use them as they need to and as they see fit.
Climate change was a sharp point of discussion. Amador lauding New York's development of solar power while acknowledging a change in weather patterns, calling for good public policy when it comes to environmental issues. Nicoli wasn't buying it.
I think it's incredibly, incredibly dangerous to have a New York State Senate who doesn't believe that people are causing the climate to change.
The candidates agreed that the state should make pilot payments to the City of Albany's budget to help fund services provided due to the legislature sitting in Albany. Amador and Nicoli tackled a variety of other issues, including women's reproductive rights, pipelines, education, closing the LLC loophole, and the heroin epidemic. The crowd reflected a 50-50 blend, splitting support for the two candidates, both of whom were well-received. But Nicoli was booed whenever she appeared to channel phraseology used by Cecilia Katchik, who won the 46th seat in the first election to the new district she said was carved out for George Amador. Nicoli, who is town supervisor of Palatine as well as director of the Labor Religion Coalition of New York State, also tried tying Amador to Donald Trump. But the audience, which had provided all of the questions candidates fielded during the forum, seemed more interested in district politics. Over the summer, Nicoli was called out on an anonymous Facebook page for not reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Nicoli told WTEN that as a Quaker, she doesn't recite pledges or oaths, but does put her hand on her heart when the pledge is being read. She felt that Amador supporters were targeting her religious beliefs and reiterated that stance last week at the Albany Democrats debate party at Martell's restaurant.
When I hear a presidential nominee talk about, potentially not accepting the outcome of a Democratic election, it scares me and it concerns me. And I will say that this is also reflected in my own local election. This is in my own race. The main attack against me has been on my religion and on my faith. And so I really think this is trickling down from the national level to the local level with George Amador going after my faith as the main criticism of me as a candidate.
I've never attacked her religion or her faith. She has the right, in, as a free American, to choose who she believes in, what she believes in. We have the Constitution that I am a firm believer in and that we should uphold, and that Constitution affords us religious freedoms and liberties. So kudos to her if she believes in a God that, you know, brings love and peace and justice to all.
The forum was sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Albany and Schenectady Counties, Altamont Free Library, and Guilderland Public Library. The 46th consists of all Montgomery and Greene counties, along with portions of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties. Amador and Nicoli will again lock horns Thursday morning in Kingston at a candidates' forum sponsored by the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.